It's not a company, not the government, determine winners and losers. It is a free market at its best. All of this, however, does not nor will it ever occur organically. Without rules governing a free and open internet, it is possible that companies, fixed and wireless broadband providers, could independently determine whether they want to discriminate or block content, pick favorites, charge higher fees, or distort the market. I have been listening to concerns not just from my mother, but from thousands of consumers and interested parties. Startups that fear they won't even get a chance to succeed if access to consumers is controlled by corporations rather than a competitive level playing field. Investors who say they will be reticent to commit money to new companies because they are concerned that their new service won't be able to reach consumers in the marketplace because of high costs or differential treatment. Educators, even where there is high capacity connection at that school, feel that their students may not be able to take advantage of the best in digital learning if the quality of the content is poor. Healthcare professionals worrying that the images they need to view will load too slowly and that patients will be unable to benefit from the latest technologies and specialized care made possible through remote monitoring. And I am hearing from everyday people who say that we need to maintain the openness of the internet and that this openness enables today's discourse to be viewed by thousands and offers them the ability to interact directly with public policymakers and engage in robust exchanges like we are experiencing today. In fact, let me say how impressed I was when I spoke to some of you on Main Street earlier this week. You came to Washington from North Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia on your own dime to affirm just how important this issue is to you. You made it clear that the internet is a great equalizer in our society and that average consumers should have the same access to the internet as those with deep pockets. There are dozens of examples across the globe where we have seen firsthand the dangers to society when people are not allowed to choose. Government blocking access to content and stifling free speech and public discourse. Countries like, including some in Europe, where providers have congested or degraded content and apps are being blocked from certain mobile devices. Hints of problems have occurred even here at home, particularly with regard to apps on mobile devices, even though providers in the United States have been subject to net neutrality principles and rules with the threat of enforcement for over a decade. So to Mom and to all of you, this is an issue about promoting our democratic values of free speech, competition, economic growth, and civic engagement.